The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Press the record button. So, hi, welcome to Happy Hour. Show of hands, who is new to IMC here at IMC for the first time? Great, welcome. And who's new to Happy Hour? Yay, sweet, welcome. Nice. So, for those who are new, and also for the old-timers who I see around, Happy Hour, we take a theme having to do with one of the practices of the heart, and most of the time is dedicated to a guided meditation. And then the second practice that we do after that is a practice of interactive practice, which is practice of metta or kindness, goodwill in community. So we'll do that, and then at the end there's some time for questions and comments and reflections. So as I like to say, an hour tends to go pretty quickly. So the theme for tonight, as it's been voted by you, it's going to be a guided meditation on self-compassion with aspects of gratitude being brought in at various times. So just to say a couple of words before I start the guided meditation, and that is, you know, many times in these practices of the heart, we set the intention, and for example, the intention will be set for self-compassion, and all of a sudden we realize, oh, the opposite is coming up. Judgment is coming up. Oh, you don't deserve it. Who are you to be kind to yourself? And you kind of like, you hear those voices. And instead of believing them, you hold them with compassion. You hold them with care so that there is not an inner conflict, that you're not in conflict. So if those judgmental voices come up for you tonight during this practice, don't worry. You're not doing it wrong. It's quite common. It's okay. It's just something to work with. That's why it's called the practice. Otherwise, we would all be perfect at it. The very first time we would sit and do it, ta-ta, we'd be done. But it's a practice. You keep cultivating. You keep cultivating your heart, your mind, pointing yourself, pointing your heart and mind to that. So no matter what happens, don't worry, you're not doing it wrong. It's a cultivation practice. It's going to take time. Just be kind. Be gentle with yourself, with whatever arises. Be kind and gentle. Because as long as you're kind and gentle, as long as you're kind with whatever arises, you're practicing kindness, you're practicing compassion. Okay? So that's the metta message. Remember that. Whatever comes up, if you're being kind towards that, if you're being compassionate towards that, you are doing this practice just right. So without any further ado, I'm going to invite you, first of all, to check in with your body and just move a little bit before you get settled. Maybe move your shoulders, maybe move your neck. Just kind of listen to see what this body needs right now. And if this body needs more cushions, this is a perfect time to get up, to get more cushions for your feet, for your back, to be more comfortable. This is how your practice is starting. Self-compassion starts with self-care. So don't be shy. Go get more props and do it as a practice. As you're walking there, you're caring for your body, you're caring for yourself. Hi, body, I care for you. I'm going to take props that make me feel more comfortable. And if you're sitting, I invite you to bring your attention slowly, slowly, gradually to your body. Maybe move left and right a little more before you settle on your sit bones. Ah, saying hello to the body. Rolling your shoulders back, settling. Then if it feels okay, comfortable, maybe closing your eyes ever so gently. Or letting them just gaze very softly and gently in front of you. Allowing your back to be straight. It's good to have a posture of integrity. And not so much pushing up, but imagine there is an invisible string connected to the top of your head, pulling you up vertebrae by vertebrae, just so. So without any effort, you're sitting up. And that way, sitting up now, the rest of your body, your muscles, can relax, can soften, can let go. Let's take a few deep intentional breaths at the beginning of this practice, letting the breath be breathed into the belly, deeply. Hold for a second or two and maybe let it out with a sound. Just settling in and arriving. A couple more in your own time. It's socially accepted to make a sound. It's okay. Let it out. Just arriving, settling into this body. Here. Here. Now letting the breath be natural, however it is, shallow or deep. Letting the breath move naturally. Not making breathing into a project. Simply noticing that you're breathing. You've been breathing this whole time. So don't make it complicated. Let it happen on its own. Feeling the breath move as if a gentle breeze moving through your body. In and out. Feeling the breath move through your belly. And with every out-breath, softening and relaxing, landing, arriving some more. Feeling the breath move through the belly and the chest. Gently moving through the belly and the chest and the legs. Upper legs, lower legs. calming, soothing, releasing any tension. The breath moving through the arms, through the head, softening, relaxing. Breath moving through the whole body. Every breath softening and relaxing some more. Opening the channels of the body, opening to sensations, to feeling. With every out-breath, settling in. In breath, out breath. Soothing, calming. Stabilizing the mind, the body. Such a treat. Such a treat to be able to sit. Just be with this breath, opening to this in breath, life-giving in breath, this relaxing. Softening out breath. Appreciating every in-breath, opening to awe and appreciation of just this breath in this moment, the miracle that is this breath, this body. Being conscious. The simplicity yet the complexity of this aliveness. This being alive and breathing in this body, in this mind. Magnificent. Amazing. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind some aspect of your body, your mind, your heart that has been challenging for you today or lately. Something, some aspect of your life that has been a little difficult. Maybe having to do with your mind, your body, your heart, or an interaction in the world, daily life. Inviting that to mind. Whatever it is. And now letting go of the story of it. Letting go of the story. Why me? Why this? Oh, this is terrible. Or why did they do that? Or why did I do that? Let go of the storyline. Put it down. Put the story down and direct your attention just to the feeling in your heart, in your body. Just how it feels in the body and the mind, this reflection, this challenge. And if the storyline keeps coming back, bowing to it, saying, "Thank you, story. I see you, I know you. I'll come back to you another time. For now, I'm just going to be with the feeling, with the sensation in my heart, in my body." And now making space, breathing, breathing around, breathing with the feeling of this challenge, this difficulty. Whether it feels like heaviness in your heart or sadness or however else it shows up in your body. Maybe anxiety, nervousness, kind of pins and needles. Again, dropping the storyline and just feeling the sensations and making space. Allowing the feelings, the sensations to be just as they are. Not trying to make them go away, just making space with friendliness. It's okay. It's okay. As if the tenderness is a young child, a young newborn, vulnerable, tender. Making space, holding it with kindness. It's okay. It's okay, sweetie. It's okay. It's okay. Doesn't have to be any different. Just making space for what is difficult, challenging, vulnerable. Just making space with tenderness, with care, with kindness. Just holding. It's like this right now. It's like this right now. It's like this because it has to be, because of all the causes and conditions that have created this, have led to this. It's okay. It cannot be any different, otherwise it would have been. If it could have been any different, it would have been. So it is what it is, making space with kindness, with acceptance, with care. Breathing with holding. I care for you just as you are. You don't have to be any different. Making space for this challenge, this difficulty, breathing with it, breathing around it. Letting the breath move through, in-breath, out-breath, expansively. There's more space than you realize for everything to be held in your heart and your body. Holding with care, with kindness, with acceptance of things just as they are. Holding yourself as if a newborn, holding the challenge, the difficulty. Oh, sweetie, this is hard. This is difficult. This is not easy. Anyone in your shoes would find this challenging. This is difficult. Recognizing, allowing, accepting. and maybe silently reciting to yourself, may I be free of this pain, of this sorrow, of this difficulty. Or may I accept and love myself just as I am. Or I care for myself, I care for my own pain. For my difficulty. Or if it works better for you, to speak to yourself as if the newborn, as if the child may be saying, I'm here for you, sweetie. I care for you. I hold your pain with care. I love you. I'm here for you. It's okay. It's okay. For whatever is arising in this moment, in this practice, in your mind, in your body, if it's perhaps thoughts of, oh, I can't do this, holding that with care, with kindness, it's okay. Holding whatever is arising. Whether it's impatience, disappointment, or whatever it is, distraction, frustration, being friendly, kind, compassionate, with that, with this, with whatever is arising. This becomes your practice of self-care, self-compassion. And self-friendliness. Not judging. Not flagellating yourself. Just holding yourself with care. This is hard right now. This is hard. It's not pleasant. Just being friendly, kind, that's all. The last part of this guided meditation, I'd like to invite you practice that some of you might find challenging. And if you are up for it, come along. If not, stay with whatever you're doing right now, or stay with your breath. And the invitation is, whatever challenge you're working with or you have been working with, invite the possibility of being grateful for this challenge in your life. Are there any gifts in this challenge that you can be grateful for? You are grateful for that you can open up to. And if your mind objects and cries out, there's nothing to be grateful for, it's just awful, that's okay. Don't push it. Is just an invitation. And yet, as you drop the question into your body, into your heart, maybe something will come up. Maybe something that will surprise you, something you hadn't seen before. Maybe a moment of grace will touch you. For the last moment of this practice session, this meditation, guided meditation, hold yourself with appreciation, with gratitude for whatever came up or didn't come up. You tried, you sat. You're not responsible for the outcome, only for the intention. So appreciating yourself, being grateful for yourself, for having brought yourself here, for having tried, regardless of the outcome. This is a cultivation practice. It takes time. So gratitude for having sat, for having tried, even for just 1 second. So now we transition to the second part of our practice together during happy hour. And that is the practice of kindness, interactive kindness, kindness in community. And it's a great sandbox for taking the practice into daily life. Because it's an artificial setup, shall we say? And in the past, I have to say, people have appreciated the second part of the practice in community, as much or even more than the first part, which is silent practice. So, if you're a little hesitant right now or anxious about it, I invite you to give yourself to it. But you don't have to; it's optional. So what we're going to do in a moment, we'll get into groups of three. And basically, each person will have a minute or two to speak. And as the two people are listening, what you're doing, the practice of listening, is holding kind space, just listening with kindness. You're not interrupting, you're just holding kind space. The person who's speaking, they can say nothing wrong. Just holding space with kindness. The person who's speaking, oh, and one thing I forgot, as you're listening, also stay embodied as much as you can. Stay connected with your body. It's mindfulness of listening. Staying connected to your body and holding kind space. Person who's speaking, again, stay embodied, but it's a little harder to stay embodied when you're talking. It's not impossible, it's a practice. Stay embodied as much as you can. I'll keep reminding you every few seconds. And just share from your heart as much or as little as you want to talk about. And the prompt is, how was the meditation for you? How did it go? What did you discover? And if the answer, you know, how it was for you was, I fell asleep the whole time, it was terrible, it's perfectly fine. There's no right or wrong answers. It's just the practice of speaking and listening with care and kindness. That's all. Is that clear? Any questions about the second practice? Yeah. And it's best if you're on the same level, either all on a chair or all on the floor. So please. And if you came here with someone, best to be meet somebody else. Don't be in the same group with them. So go. Find two other people. And each person will just speak for a minute or two. And we can have a group of four if just join any group. Yeah, no problem. Just say your name and start. Whoever wants to start, go for it. It's informal. Remember to stay embodied and you're holding a kind space.
Thank you.
Remember to stay embodied. Remember to hold kind space. Remember to listen with kindness and stay embodied. Listen to the monologue without interrupting. Listen with kindness. Stay embodied. Can you feel your feet right now? Listen with kindness. Can you feel your hands right now? Listen with acceptance. Raise your hand if your group needs more time. Okay, another minute. Okay, wrapping up. And as you wrap up, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and actually sit in your group for a moment with eyes closed in silence. And reflect to see if there's any sense of gratitude right now for having had the chance to speak with your fellow practitioners. If it is, just feel into it. If it's not, that's okay. But if it's there, just see. Sense of gratitude for having been here, for having practiced. And now please open your eyes. Thank your partners. And come back to the big group. Okay, so we have some time, and Bhupal has a couple of microphones, technologically enabled. So, questions, comments, observations, complaints, anything is welcome. Bring it on. Got little time, so.
You said this thing about accepting everything was just as it had to be, given the conditions that preceded it.
Yeah.
And that made me wonder for a little while how everything could change, how anything could change. And I got distracted with that and just had to drag myself back into being tender with myself and not think about it anymore.
Nice.
But it still bugs me.
Nice, yeah. So I appreciate how you brought yourself back and were tender with yourself. And that is it's a reference to the teachings on conditionality, on causes and conditions, that everything is born because everything happens because there are causes and conditions. But that doesn't lead to why could anything ever change. It doesn't work that way. In fact, this teaching, which has to do with karma, is an empowerment. It's that things are as they are because of how things happen. But now there's an empowerment of conditioning the next moment to be different, which is why you're here, which is why you're practicing. So it can tap into a much bigger discussion, but the understanding, the teaching is things don't happen overnight, but by changing the conditions, probabilistically, you keep changing the probabilities of things happening in your mind, in your heart, in your behaviors, and therefore in the world in a particular way.
Thank you.
Thank you. What else? Mics coming. Two mics are coming. Wow.
My mind also soundly rejected the idea that it had to be this way.
Yeah.
Because I made it this way, whatever I did in the past.
Yeah.
And so, I couldn't really decode that.
Yeah. I appreciate you bringing that in. It's one way to relate to this teaching is that if anyone was born with your genetic makeup, in your family, with the causes and conditions, with the life experiences you had, with the upbringing you had, with every single life experience that you had in that moment when you made that decision, they would have done exactly as you did. Because we tend to overestimate our power and our, you know, we have responsibility, but we tend to overestimate our sense of control. That's the word, our control. Whereas there's so much, you know, for example, if this is so well known in sciences and in psychology, for example, if the entire group around you is acting a particular way, it's so difficult psychologically for a member to stand up and act differently. It's priming. It's just so many causes and conditions. So it's really understanding those, whereas we just say, hey, well, why did I do that? It was my fault. I shouldn't have done it. Without really seeing the bigger context, both in time, historically, what led, as well as the time, the context. Again, not to let us off the hook, but just to have more compassion for ourselves, to understand better, and to make more wise decisions in the future. But it's wisdom. Wisdom isn't to just flagellate ourselves and say it's all my fault. Is this providing a little easier context to relate to it, perhaps?
Yeah, and I think, from that moment we have absolute choice, mm-hmm. but I guess we have to forgive ourselves when we make the next decision we regret.
Yeah, thank you. What else? I'm really grateful for the questions, because obviously if it came up for one person, it has come up for others, so it's good to talk about it, unpack it. What else? How are the practices for you, either this meditation or the group, the community practice? You guys were talking quite a bit. I don't know what. Yeah, over there.
Hi. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I just wanted to say I'm really happy to be here. I usually go to my gym like all the time, but I hurt myself and now I can't go. And now but then I'm here. And like, how awesome is this? You know, so I just wanted to say thank you. And it's so nice to see you again. And it's so wonderful to be here. And you said, how are your groups? It was really neat to be in my group and to practice kindness with people. And I just realized coming back, I haven't been to IMC in a while, that this is where I need to be. Like, this is the most important thing. Anyway, so the knee is not a bad thing, and I'm so thankful to be here. That's all.
Lovely. Thank you. I'm happy you're here also. And, and you know, it's not good that you... It's not pleasant. It's not fun that you've hurt yourself. And yet, this is...
Look!
Yeah, great. Thank you. Gratitude and difficulty. Yes, please.
So something I noticed is sitting together after meditation, I was willing to share easily what was in my mind.
Yeah.
In many other situations with family, coworkers, friends, even the same aspect of what I'm thinking about, I might think about it so many times before, oh, should I say something? Should I say something? So I just wanted to comment on that. How interesting it was that if I'm prompted in a safe space, it seems so easy to share, and other times it's not.
Yeah. I appreciate you really naming the safe space that can be created, and with strangers, it can be more comfortable than family sometimes to share, you know, share comfortably. So I appreciate you naming that. And I think the question that comes up in my mind perhaps is it possible to invite that kind of kind space with family?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. It's you know, here, as I say, it's a bit of it's artificial in some ways because it's a sandbox. I don't want to say it's a sandbox because you're practicing here, which is actually wonderful because you get to sense, wow, this is possible. So how can I take this to my family? How can I take this home? I don't know if your family would be up for this. It might be possible to invite them to say, hey, can we do it this way? Can we sit? Can we hold the space of kindness? Can we not interrupt? Can we allow monologue? Can we do this as a game, as an improv game? As just, can we do this? Can we create this? Like, challenge them. Like, it's risky, but I do wonder whether they would be up for it. Let me know. So we have time for one last comment or question. So if you've been sitting on one, this is the time. Okay, I'll ask you a question. So how did the... you know, we had kind of a combination of gratitude together with self-compassion. So gratitude for what's difficult. How did that go? Any reports from that? Someone please report from how that practice went for you. One sample. Okay, all right.
I've actually started to learn to feel some gratitude for the difficult. So when you did that, I could reframe what I was trying to be compassionate for in a bit of a different way. But yeah, I mean, I start to see like these things, as much as I don't want them, and some of them I really don't want. Like, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't grow. And it, you know, what else do I have to do except for to grow and learn about myself? Yeah. So
nice, thank you. And you know, we do have like 30 seconds, so you can fit it in. Go.
Thank you. So I said this to our group, but I was thinking about the anger I often feel towards my son and sitting with that. And when you got to the part about gratitude, I realized that I was grateful for the chance to practice compassion, not just with my own anger, but with my son. And it feels a little, it almost made me laugh inside, like, if nothing else, I can practice my compassion with him. But there it is. I was grateful for that.
Nice. Sweet. And that's a lovely note to end the evening on. Thank you for that. So I'm grateful to all of you who've come here tonight to practice together in community. And it's beautiful to practice together. It's really a privilege. We're so lucky to have IMC and have each other, this community, to practice. So thank you all for being here. And may our intentions, may our practice be a cause and condition for freedom, happiness, joy for all beings everywhere, including us. Thank you.